There were four super chimps aboard Endeavour, though strictly speaking the name was inaccurate, because the ship's non-human crew did not come from chimpanzee stock. In zero gravity, a prehensile tail is an enormous advantage, and all attempts to supply these to humans had turned into embarrassing failures. After equally unsatisfactory results with the great apes, the Super Chimpanzee Corporation had turned to the Monkey Kingdom. Blackie, Blondie, Goldie, and Brownie had family trees whose branches included the most intelligent of the old and new world monkeys, plus synthetic genes that had never existed in nature. Their rearing and education had probably cost as much as that of the average spaceman, and they were worth it. Each weighed less than 30 kilos and consumed only half the food and oxygen of a human being. But each could replace 2.75 men for housekeeping, elementary cooking, tool carrying, and dozens of other routine jobs. That 2.75 was the corporation's claim, based on innumerable time and motion studies. The figure, though surprising and frequently challenged, appeared to be accurate, for simps were quite happy to work 15 hours a day and did not get bored by the most menial and repetitious tasks. So they freed human beings for human work, and on a spaceship, that was a matter of vital importance. Unlike the monkeys who were their nearest relatives, Endeavour's simps were docile, obedient, and uninquisitive. Being cloned, they were also sexless, which eliminated awkward behavioral problems. Carefully house-trained vegetarians, they were clean and didn't smell. They would have made perfect pets, except that nobody could possibly have afforded them. Despite these advantages, having simps on board involved certain problems. They had to have their own quarters, inevitably labeled the Monkey House. Their little mess room was always spotless and was well equipped with TV, games equipment, and programmed teaching machines. To avoid accidents, they were absolutely forbidden to enter the ship's technical areas. The entrances to all these were color-coded in red, and the simps were conditioned so that it was psychologically impossible for them to pass these visual barriers. There was also a communications problem. Though they had an equivalent IQ of 60 and could understand several hundred words of English, they were unable to talk. It had proved impossible to give useful vocal cords to either apes or monkeys, and they therefore had to express themselves in sign language. The basic signs were obvious and easily learned, so that everyone on board ship could understand routine messages. But the only man who could speak fluent Simplish was their handler, Chief Steward McAndrews. It was a standing joke that Sergeant Ravi McAndrews looked rather like a simp, which was hardly an insult, for with their short, tinted pelts and graceful movements, they were very handsome animals. They were also affectionate, and everyone on board had his favorite. Norton's was the aptly named Goldie. But the warm relationship one could so easily establish with simps created another problem, often used as a powerful argument against their employment in space. Since they could be trained only for routine, low-grade tasks, they were worse than useless in an emergency. They could then be a danger to themselves and to their human companions. In particular, teaching them to use spacesuits had proved impossible, the concepts involved being quite beyond their understanding. No one liked to talk about it, but everybody knew what had to be done if a hull was breached or the order came to abandon ship. It had happened only once. Then, the simp handler had carried out his instructions more than adequately. He was found with his charges, killed by the same poison. Thereafter, the job of youthing was transferred to the chief medical officer, who, it was felt, would have less emotional involvement. Norton was thankful that this responsibility, at least, did not fall upon the captain's shoulders. He had known men he would have killed with far fewer qualms than Goldie.